Over the last 5 months, hundreds of people have faced charges in the January 6th insurrection. And last week, the Justice Department released, at the request of media outlets like NPR, several videos showing a chaotic scene of people assaulting police officers and other mayhem on that day. These newly released videos are now part of the evidence prosecutors will use in court. And for the latest on those cases, we have with us Philip Bump, a correspondent with The Washington Post. Hi, Philip.
Thank you.
Now, this video released last week, it appears to show a former NYPD officer hitting a police officer with a flagpole. What can you tell us about the man in this case?
Well, like so many of the defendants from the January 6th riot at the Capitol, we know sort of in broad strokes how he came to be there and what he actually did once he was there. I think this case stands out. Both because there is such, there's this direct documentation of his violent approach to the law enforcement that was there to defend the Capitol, and of course his background. We've seen any number of folks who have backgrounds in law enforcement and the military who've been sort of rolled up as part of this investigation to what happened there. But I think he really stands out as being someone who both has that background, which I think obviously is notable for fairly obvious reasons, but also because he has this very direct and documented example of his lashing out against law enforcement in a way that we haven't seen from a lot of the other defendants who, may have been arrested for merely trespassing and things along those lines.
More than 500 criminal cases against alleged rioters are now underway. And until now, the media hasn't had access to that video shown in court. Why has it taken so long?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. There's a great deal of video that exists out there, and there have actually been a lot of calls to release more video in the hopes that either more defendants can be identified or that there can be something exculpatory that can be found in them. But, part of this is that the government has been both very deliberate in how it approaches these cases, but there are also signs that the government is somewhat overwhelmed. I mean, it is not the case usually that there are more than 500 arrests that stem from one violent incident, particularly ones that require the sort of documentation and background to identify that people are in there. There are subpoenas to technology companies to figure out GPS pings within the Capitol, things along those lines. All this takes time. And when you have a scale of literally hundreds of these sorts of investigations, that seems to be leading to a backlog. So, we have seen over time these sorts of videos trickle out. If you have, for example, several hundred law enforcement officers wearing body cameras, it's going to take a time to go through all that video as well.
Yep. 21 House Republicans voted not to award the Congressional Medal of Honor to officers who responded on January 6th. They said they took issue with the use of the word insurrection to describe the events of that day. You've been writing about this. How have Republicans changed their rhetoric in the months since this Capitol riot?
It's sort of fascinating to watch the evolution. There's this very prescient tweet from a guy, David Graham, who writes for The Atlantic, and who on the night of January 6th said, remember what we saw today, because very soon people are going to probably try and reframe what actually occurred. And it was very prescient, because what we've seen over the months since is an attempt repeatedly to try and downplay what actually occurred. We've seen these attempts to sort of dismiss it as, oh, these are just tourists who wandered into the Capitol, who have said, they didn't have guns, so therefore this wasn't an armed insurrection, who have suggested that the amount of violence was overblown, that most of the people there, they sort of conflate the rally at the White House with the attack on the Capitol and say, there were these thousands of people there who weren't being violent. There are all these efforts to try and diminish it. And one of them is, to your point, this effort to try and dismiss it as an insurrection, which obviously is a term that has very loaded meaning. I think it is pretty obviously applicable to what happened on January 6th. But by trying to say it's not an insurrection by using, some sort of semantic argument, you're also trying to say this wasn't a very big deal, which has sort of been the theme of the Republican, an approach from a lot of Republicans over the past several months.
As we move through these court cases, it's part of the reason why these new pieces of video will be so important in challenging that argument.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is a very obvious example of an act of violence. It's impossible to see this as something other than a man engaging in an act of violence against law enforcement. Now, this is by no means the first such piece of evidence. We've seen these horrifying videos of policemen being crushed indoors, of policemen being dragged down the steps of the Capitol, the attack inside the Capitol itself. I mean, there are all these pieces of evidence we already have. I think that what we're seeing, that as there is this pouring over of the available evidence by law enforcement, we may continue to see such pieces of evidence emerge, and as such to have reinforced the reality that this was a violent act on the part of hundreds of people.
That's Philip Bump, national correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you so much.
Thank you.